Teresa, a first ever All-Star for yourself tonight here at the TG Carr Ladies Football All-Stars. You must be absolutely thrilled. There was a couple of Donegal nominees. Tough competition. Great night here at the City West Hotel.
Yeah. No, it's been an amazing night, and to be honest, I'm still in shock about it all. But yeah, like you said, like there was eight of us from Donegal that were up for nominations, and like the competitions, you know, it's so high. There's so many talented players in our country, and like I just feel privileged to have accepted this award. I've been playing county now from underage, and this is always something that you look up to, you aspire to these players that win All-Stars and obviously win All-Ireland. So no, I'm delighted to have received it now.
There's been a lot of hard work going in. I know Donegal ladies football is going from strength to strength. Some people I remember at the launch this year in Croke Park were suggesting you might make an All-Ireland final. It didn't happen this year, but you know, never say never. 2019's not far around the corner now.
No, exactly. We're definitely not far away, and we have been putting in so much hard work, especially in the last 4 years. We've been building it up, and unfortunately we lost out to Cork in the semi-final, which was our first semi-final to reach. But definitely, like, Donegal is up there for an All-Ireland title.
And this All-Star is a huge boost for yourself, but also the players around, unless we forget your own club in Carndonagh as well.
Yeah, of course. Like, you can never forget about the club, because that's where you start off with. And for Donegal, like, to have eight players nominated is amazing. Like, it's the most we've ever had nominated. So, no, it's great for the county.
How close do you think Donegal are to making that breakthrough? I mean, it's only a couple of years since you won your first Ulster title, but as I said, things have been relative upward curve since then.
Yeah, no, like you were saying, like, so we won our first Ulster a few years ago. We've won three now in the last 4 years. So we're improving, like, as the years go on, and we're getting more experience, we're learning more, but we've got a great team there, and with so much talent, we've young girls coming up as well, so definitely it's something that we want to achieve as All-Ireland.
And I suppose the thing is as well, clubs like Glenfinn, Charman, you know, there's great strength within the clubs, and the club championship's very competitive as well.
Oh, definitely. Like, Terrible went in All-Ireland, and then obviously Glenfinn reaching the Ulster final this year. There's so much talent there, like, you can't get away from that. Like, there's a lot of talent there.
In terms of 2019, though, it's not too far away now. You can see the crack you have in the camp anyway, that's for sure. But in terms of focusing for next year, I'm sure the ball's already rolling.
Oh, definitely. Like, there's already training started. So, no, we're definitely looking ahead for 2019 for both the league and championship. And, Joe, we'll take it one step at a time, as we always do. But, no, we're looking forward to the season ahead.
You mentioned the youth and the talent coming through. One of those players, she's only, I think, 15 or 16, Megan Ryan from Milford.
Yeah.
She got a Young Player of the Year for Ulster tonight. That was great to see.
Yeah, we were delighted. Like, obviously, it's great seeing someone from your county receive an award. But, no, she's an amazing player, and we do have the youth coming up, so we're looking forward to the future.
In terms of Donegal being settled, I suppose, you'd want all the players available to you. If everyone's there at one time, you really can put it up to the likes of a Dublin or a Cork.
No, we definitely can. Like I was saying, like, we definitely have the talent there. And to be honest, like, we're such a hard-working team. Like, things aren't easy for us in terms of travel and different things, with girls away to university. But everyone puts in the effort. Like, last year, everyone gave it 100%. We couldn't ask for any more. But unfortunately, it just didn't happen for us. But it is definitely there for us.
You're not far away, really.
We're definitely not. Like, obviously, we really were hoping to win it last year. Like, that was our big goal. And we believed that we could. But obviously being up against Cork, who are an amazing team, it's not going to be to get past them. They had more experience over us, but look, we've got loads of experience now behind us.